This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Weed control is often an endless task. However, hand pulling, using pre and post emergent weed killer products, and mulch are ways to control weeds. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, discusses the effectiveness of these various control methods. Greg, we were just kind of talking about the fact that when we had all that rain, we quickly saw how fast some of the weeds were growing in the landscapes, the flower gardens, the vegetable gardens, and we really want to get on top of that.
We do. They are competitive and going to take some of the moisture away in drought situations. You know, it's important that our desirable plants get all the moisture that's available. And they're going to take up space, maybe do some shading of our plants. So it is good to manage weeds. It's an ongoing thing. It's not going to be a one-time fix, but throughout the season, we need to be thinking about how to control these problem plants.
If it's something that is on the minor side, we might be able to get away with just some hand pulling.
Yeah, that still definitely works in situations where it's not too vast of an area and very effective, and you see immediate results. And so this can be done. I might encourage you to water or do it right after a rain event so that they are a little bit easier to pull out.
So if you have a big problem, you're probably thinking that you need to do a pre-emergent at some point.
You can. So we want to start with a clean slate, if you will, because pre-emergence only affect the seedlings, the young plants, as they start to produce their root system. And so you start with a clean slate, whether you did some hand pulling or maybe even some cultivation with a hoe, something like that. Hoe works for larger areas. We want to probably use what's called a scuffle hoe. It has a flat blade, and so that's going to cut those roots and the growing points off. And so you're not stirring up the soil as much, creating more weeds as you stir up the soil. So when you have a clean slate, we can put down a pre-emergent to control at least some of the weeds. Preen is probably the most common product out there. It's trifluralin is the active ingredient. It can be found in other products, but that's one most typically found and labeled for a lot of flowers, vegetables, and in the landscape as well. Read and follow all labeled directions on products like that. It's going to get you the best use of that product. And they do peter out, so to speak, and so find out when you may need to reapply that.
So what about post-emergence then? When do we use those?
So if you have some weeds that are coming up that you can't control, whether it's cultivation or hand pulling, there are products that can be used to control weeds. Again, you're going to have to read and follow label directions. Glyphosate is probably the most common. It controls a lot of weeds, and it affects anything it comes in contact with, and so you need to be careful. Application equipment comes into play here. If you just can swipe product onto the weed itself, and you control just that weed and not maybe the surrounding plants that you're trying to protect. And so just maybe the application comes into play a little bit more than the product that you select. But again, you do need to have a product that's labeled for that use. Glyphosate can be used in some of the vegetable areas, and of course, flowers and landscapes. And there are other products that are out there as well that can be used just to read the product label.
And I guess one of the best ways to really suppress the weed growth is just through using mulch.
That is a great way to help slow down weed competition. Many of our weed seeds need sunlight, and that's when we stir it up with a hoe improperly. They come to light and they start to germinate. So if we can shade them, whether it be with growing plants well, so they shade out the competition, or areas that are bare ground, if you will, putting down we prefer as horticulturists wood chip mulch, something organic that's going to break down and improve the soil as well as slow down weed growth.
And we're still looking at about 3 to 4 inches?
Yeah, it depends on your soil texture, really, for good plant growth. So if you have a heavy clay soil, which a lot of people claim to have, a little thinner layer would be good for gas exchange for root growth of your desirable plants. But if you have a sandy soil, yeah, 3 to 4 inches, it's not going to inhibit that airflow, and will do a really good job at suppressing weed growth.
And we will see this throughout the summer, like you say. This is something we'll probably have to revisit.
It is. The products wear out, people wear out, but the weeds keep going. And so, yeah, it's a season-long management that you have to do. And so if you do some of these approaches, then hopefully it will reduce some of that competition.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, with advice on controlling weeds. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.